Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting second. The second baseman, Larvell Blanks. Batting third. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting fourth. The left fielder, George Hendrick. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Rico Cardi. Batting sixth. The DH, Frank Robinson. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Charlie Spikes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Fosse. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Pat Dobson. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The left fielder, Niles Nyman. Batting third. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jim Spencer. Batting sixth. The catcher, Brian Downing. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Rich Coggins. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bucky Dent. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Jack Broemer. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Terry Forster. And now, play ball. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning strikes out. One out. Larvell Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks hits a fly ball into right field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell takes first base on ball four. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick takes first base on ball four. Bell moves to second. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Niles Nyman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nyman strikes out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Robinson moves to second. Two outs. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Horta fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blanks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing strikes out. Two outs. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cardi scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Coggins for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-1 in the game. Manning strikes out. One out. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 0-for-1 in the game. Blanks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Orta fields it and throws to first for the out. Blanks moves to second. Two outs. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Forster fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent strikes out. One out. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer hits a fly ball into right field. Spike settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-1 in the game. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 0-for-1 in the game. Cardi hits a ball on the ground towards third. Orta fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Nyman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0-for-1 in the game. Spikes takes first base on ball 4. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey is 0-for-1 in the game. Fossey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Spikes moves to second. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-1 in the game. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Orta fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Niles Nyman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nyman is 0-for-1 in the game. Nyman hits a pop-up towards short. Duffy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon strikes out. Two outs. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 0-for-1 in the game. Orta hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blanks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 2 in the game. Manning is called out on strikes. One out. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Blanks hits a line drive towards short. Dent reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Orta fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0 for 1 in the game. Downing hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 0 for 1 in the game. Coggins takes first base on ball 4. Downing moves to second. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0 for 1 in the game. Dent hits a fly ball into left field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0 for 1 in the game. Brohmer strikes out. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 2 in the game. Kelly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Downing scores. Coggins moves to third. Kelly moves to second. It's 2-0, White Sox. Niles Nyman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nyman is 0 for 2 in the game. Nyman hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Blanks reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hendrick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 0 for 2 in the game. Cardi hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon. Cardi reaches second base with a double. Hendrick goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, White Sox. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Downing fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Spikes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cardi scores. It's Indians, 2, White Sox, 2. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fosse hits a ball on the ground towards third. Orta fields it and throws to first for the out. Spikes moves to second. Two outs. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0 for 2 in the game. Duffy takes first base on ball 4. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 3 in the game. Manning hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Spikes scores. Duffy moves to third. Manning moves to second. It's 3-2, Indians. Clay Carroll now pitching. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Blanks hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Downing settles under it and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 2 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Horta hits a fly ball into right field. Spike settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lemon. The throw from Fossey and he is safe. Lemon steals second. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Spencer strikes out. 2 outs. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Downing hits a fly ball into right field. Spike settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hendrick hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Cardi hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Doug Howard now playing first base. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Coggins hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Howard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0 for 2 in the game. Dent hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0 for 2 in the game. Brohmer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper pinch hits for Frank Robinson. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brohmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Spikes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fossey hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Brohmer catches it and throws to first to double up Spikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. John Lowenstein now playing left field. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Niles Nyman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nyman is 0 for 3 in the game. Nyman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Nyman. The throw from Fossey and he is safe. Nyman steals second. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lowenstein. Lemon reaches second base with a double. Nyman scores. It's Indians, 3, White Sox, 3. Dave LaRoche now pitching. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Horta strikes out. Two outs. Lamar Johnson pinch hits for Jim Spencer. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Lamar Johnson now playing first base. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Duffy is called out on strikes. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Blanks hits a line drive towards third. Horta reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Downing strikes out. One out. Buddy Bradford pinch hits for Rich Coggins. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford takes first base on ball 4. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0 for 3 in the game. Dent hits a fly ball into right field. Spike settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Stein pinch hits for Jack Broemer. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bradford moves to third. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kelly takes first base on ball 4. Stein moves to second. Alan Bannister pinch hits for Niles Nyman. Jim Kern now pitching. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Alan Bannister now playing left field. Buddy Bradford now playing right field. Bill Stein now playing second base. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Bell takes first base on ball 4. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bradford who is chasing the ball. Lowenstein reaches third base with a triple. Bell goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3, Indians. Doug Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Lowenstein scores. It's 5-3, Indians. Doug Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carroll fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0 for 1 in the game. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Spikes strikes out. Two outs. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Fosse hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kuiper moves to second. Francisco Barrios now pitching. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Duffy hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Downing settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Lemon takes first base on ball 4. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.